What was that room like?
It was just a room. I don't want to go down that road, to be honest. It's too hard. But yeah, he was left there, and that's where, as far as I'm concerned, that's where he was left. And I said, why? Why did this, you know, why did this happen? You know, how did this happen? And she said back to me that when she asked a gynecologist why this had happened, she was replied with, they didn't know. And I stated it back, so you mean to tell me my child lay in a room for 4 weeks? So did you forget it? Like, you mean to tell me my child was forgot about? They're the words I said.
Go ahead, yeah.
And she turned around, she hemmed and she had, and she said, yes, and we're very sorry.
Forgotten about?
Mm-hmm. They had admitted that to me, yeah. But then it was, well, somebody was supposed to do their responsibility and that somebody didn't do their responsibility. Well, whose responsibility was it? You know, whose responsibility was it? You know, they couldn't answer me. There was no answers to it. And that's the truth. There was no explanation for it. I think I'd asked the question, that question at the right time. You know, it's unrealistic. This is unrealistic. This is not, you know.
Now, RTE picked up on this story, and I know that the hospital have responded now, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
We've had this response too from them, and it's quite short, but it just says, response to RTE this week inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Due to patient privacy, we cannot discuss individual patients with the media.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to take this opportunity to apologise again to the patient and her family for any distress caused.
Mm-hmm.
We have already revised our systems and are currently reviewing our policies for patient information and consent so as to ensure that we're in line with best international practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement.
Mm-hmm. You see, I just want to, like, Letterkenny treated me with the greatest respect, and I appreciate that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. I suffered a lot, and they were so good to me. And, but for Owen deserved the same. That's the way I look at it. Owen deserved the same, and he wasn't treated with the respect that he deserved.
So you're basically being told that they forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
That he was.
I was told that.
You were told
that.
He was put in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention would be then that he'd be taken from that room and buried in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he not be taken to the morgue straight away?
There was no word about it. There was no answer. There was no answers to it. I'm as conflustered by it all as you are, and I know the public is too. But it's the truth. Like, when I asked, was my child forgot about? Yes, he was. Where was he? Where was Owen? He was in the gynecologist ward.
No, he is buried.
Well, as far as I'm aware, yeah, I don't know. If I'm honest, you've asked me the question that I do not know. I have to believe that he is, because they told me that he was been buried the following morning. But, you know, I wasn't at it.
And you weren't allowed to be at it?
No.
And why aren't you allowed?
There was no, when I asked that in the meeting, there was no protocol about it. You know, as far as we were aware, we could go. And the local priest had come in that day and said that we could go. And there was no explanation about it. We got hardly any answers about it.
But you were told specifically
that day in November that we were not allowed to go to the burial due to private and confidential reasons.
And did you question that?
I just threw my hands up in the air because I was getting nowhere.
Okay.
I was getting nowhere.
So you still don't know. I mean, do you want to actually speak to the person who physically was involved in the burial of your son?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. I think that is necessary, yes. If I'm honest, yes.
Okay. And have you been back to the plot?
Since?
Yeah.
We go every week.
But you don't know, you're looking at a plot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I know, and I've had parents on before who said that they don't believe that plots should be marked because mm-hmm. that wasn't the way it was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people mm-hmm. are putting up stones.
That should have been explained to us at the start.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that should have been explained to us that we weren't going to get a plot number.
Would you have chosen that plot? I mean, what is your...
If I was told that we wouldn't have got a plot number, that we could have went somewhere that we wouldn't have been able to nail, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Even though you didn't want him buried on his own, you didn't want him buried where you didn't know exactly where he was in mm-hmm. that plot. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In all of this, there's a lot of hurt. I mean, you're clearly hurting a lot, and I can see that, and everyone can hear that today. And you've been through a dreadful trauma. I'm sure, let me put this to you. Nobody intended, hopefully, to cause you that hurt. Mm-mm. And I'm sure there are people who are hurting because of what they didn't do, failed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that?
Do I think Letterkenny thinks they've made mistakes? Yes. Yes, I do believe that. Do I think they're going to do something about it? I have faith that they will. And I really pray and hope to God that they do.
What could they do different?
Well, I think, for starters, when you have a baby and you're given the option of the Little Angels plot, that it needs to be explained thoroughly. Thoroughly. I can't express that enough. That this is this and this, you know, and go on, you know, before you actually give birth. This needs to be explained before you give birth, because when you give birth, you're not at your right mind. You know, you're not. You're.
But how would you have felt, and let me be clear about this now, because there's some mothers and fathers who would say to me probably afterwards,
mm-hmm.
they actually started talking about the funeral arrangements before I had. So somebody might take a different approach.
Oh, well, I know. And I understand that. I do understand that. But take it from me if you want. You know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to take it from me. But my personal opinion, you're asking my personal opinion. My personal opinion is you need to know before, you know. If I had been told before that, and this is that, and that on about the plot and all the rest, my decision could have been different. Do you know what I mean? And might have been different if I was explained right.
Because you're saying at the point of when you delivered your child, your mind, you weren't in a fit place then to be making decisions.
No,
like
well, not for me personally, but everybody's for their own.
I miscarried at 17 weeks. In 2003, at the time I was so upset, I didn't really know what to ask.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next day I asked to see my child again, but I was told it was gone. It was just a wee card to say I had a child, but I was never told where it was buried. Today has just rekindled thoughts of where the remains are. Is it in that plot or what was done with my child? It was too early to say if it was a boy or a girl.
I don't.
Okay. There's going to be a.
I don't mean that. That poor woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not my aim, you know.
Yeah.
She's not
blaming you. She's saying,
no, and I get that. You know, that's not my aim. You know, I'm trying to make this and make people never suffer what we have suffered.
Yeah.
You know, because we'll continue to suffer. And I don't think anybody should have to live with this. And that there is just, my heart melts for them people, because I know exactly how they're feeling.
Mm.
I don't even know where my child is. So I know exactly how that woman's feeling.
Yeah.
And that hits home for me.
That hits home how important
that hits
it is.
Home, yeah.
And that was 2003.
Yeah, you know.
And she has a card.
It's 2017. It's not the 1850s. There is so much more awareness to this. As I have said, and I'll say it here, and I hope people listen. There is plenty of green grass in Ireland. We are known for it. To bury every one of us, including these little angels. These little angels are human beings. and they deserve the respect that we are given every day. So what is the difference to them? None. Because they're human beings. They were brought into this world, maybe not to live it, and they were taken out as quick. But I believe that they deserve to be treated with the same respect as me and you are today.
Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Sorry about that. There, a bit emotional.
We'll give you a big hug after this because yeah. we're at the other end of a studio desk, and it's hard to listen to. It's hard to watch you like this, but I know you're very passionate for obvious reasons, and I know
it's Owen's story.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. And I have a lot of people to thank today for where I am today. Let alone my family, my friends. Pierce Doherty has played a big part. I have a lot of people to thank here today, and I want them to be, I know they're listening, and I want them to know that I'm thankful from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.